Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's Handy Link. You're listening to Handy Link on CJAM 99.1 FM, reaching high ground in Windsor, Detroit.
Welcome to Handy Link, sponsored by the Italian Canadian Handy Capable Association, an organization that provides recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. This is our special Pledge Drive edition, where we're going to be looking at some of the very best segments of 2019. And, mixed in, a little commentary about why you should support CJAM. Before we get to a clip, I'd love to hear from our program director here at CJAM about this year's drive.
Thanks, Cam. So, my name is Emily. I'm the program director at CJAM. And as we have a fall fundraiser every year, this year our fundraiser is from November 8th to the 15th. And we need your support because CJAM has lost about 30% of our funding that comes from students specifically. And so this is kind of a call out to the community to keep supporting us and help us to keep things going, keep our operations running as usual, so that we can provide the same great programming to all of our listeners and the same volunteer opportunities to everyone who wants to get involved, whether they're students or members of the community. And it's really important to help us out because CJAM gives underrepresented voices a place to be heard. And you can donate to the station by going to cjam.ca and there's a donate button, or you can go directly to a group rev page. You can donate directly even to Handy Link if you wanted, or you can call our phone numbers.
And now, here's a little something all you folks at the university might remember from early this year. One of the most important things to remember in disability life is how you look at things really can shape your whole world. To that end, this is a clip on Beating the Winter Blues. In this segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Ashley Vodarick, who will be telling us a little bit about Revive and Thrive. So what can you tell me about it?
Well, this is a new initiative on campus. So last year at this time, we focused a lot on Bell Let's Talk. And Bell Let's Talk is coming up this January 30th. But we really wanted to incorporate that into something that means something different for our campus specifically. So Revive and Thrive is all about how do you identify the things that you need in order to revive so that you can thrive? Meaning, how do you replenish yourself? How do you fill your cup? What could you do to maybe even access services so that you're able to do your best?
So this time of year in particular, with the winter blues and everything, that's a key service. A lot of students might not know they have the option to reach out and get some help and just be at their best. Because when someone feels at their best, their capabilities are much stronger.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head there. That's exactly what we're focusing on. It's, you know, maybe even just breaking down those barriers to accessing services or feeling like it's okay to do so and then knowing what those services are. So, for example, self-stigma can often stop us from, you know, realizing that we need the help or being willing to go and get it because, you know, going and getting help, sometimes we can view ourselves as weak, but instead seeing it as a strength and allowing it to be something that helps us to do better and thrive is really important. So there are a lot of services on campus.
Well, that's the thing, though. A person in that situation, they're never going to get the help they need, and it's kind of arrogant and self-defeating to think, oh, I can take this all on my own. Sometimes strength just comes from being able to say,
all right, this is a problem. I know this is a problem. So what can I do to help myself and help others?
It's exactly that. I mean, I know myself, I've been there many times, and you just have to reach out and ask for help. And then as soon as you do, it's kind of like being at the bottom of a pit and you just reach up and you look up, there's somebody there, and you're like, help. And you can find a way to get out just by doing that. But we have to be willing to do those things. And so one of the things I encourage people to do is think about counseling as, you know, seeking an advisor, kind of like going to your academic advisor, right? So if you're struggling in a course or you wanted to change something or had a question, you would seek an academic advisor. So talking to a counselor or a therapist is really a lot like that. And the Student Counseling Center, we actually now have walk-in hours. So there's a lot of myths we're debunking where there's only six sessions that you can get a year and that there's, you know, weeks and weeks of wait time. So that's actually changed. So there's no set amount of sessions that you have. And it's also completely available to walk in Monday through Friday in the hours that they're open. It's 8:30 to 4:30 to pop in and do an assessment that day. Usually you're seen within 24 to 48 hours now.
Now, I understand CJAM has some great pledge incentives this year, and I'd love to know more about that. But where, oh, where can I find more information?
I think I can help you out, Cam. if you donate any amount to the CJAM Fall Fundraiser, you can grab a sticker. We have lots of fun stickers. If you donate $10, you can get a CJAM pin, an enamel pin. And if you donate $10 to $20, you can come into the station and choose a music prize pack. We have tons of CDs and even some vinyl, which is up for grabs. If you donate $50, you can grab the 2019 CJAM t-shirt, which was designed by Greg Maxwell. CJAM t-shirts always being a favorite in the community. And if you donate $100, you can get the ultimate gift pack, which includes all of the above. So the sticker, the pin, the music prize, and a t-shirt.
As long as we're not making promises like that guy a few years ago. If you donate $50,000, we'll name a mini mall after you or something. Coming up next up, my friends, we're going to hear a clip that hasn't been run yet. It's from returning guest Jill Sando, who will be telling us a little bit about an upcoming disabilities charity event. It's a really great cause, so I wanted to include her. This is Cam Wells here with
Jill Sando.
She's going to be telling me a little bit about the upcoming Good Life Spin for Kids event. So what can you tell me about it?
So every year, Good Life hosts this event. It's called Spin for Kids, and it's basically all day we do spin classes, and it helps raise awareness and raise money for our Good Life Kids Foundation, which is what we get donations and we put it towards organizations that help kids get active. So we do it every year.
So these are kids with disabilities, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you foresee anything being different about this year's event as compared to previous years?
I think we've definitely seen Windsor, like our region, put in a lot more time to really make it big this year, so we're hoping that it's going to be bigger and better this year.
And have there been any challenges that you know of in putting it together?
Honestly, just this might seem minor, but one of the challenges of putting it together is like trying to raise money in a gym is hard because so many people don't bring their wallets in. So like when I'm trying, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like a big deal, but like, you know.
Well, when it comes to the cause of raising funds for kids with disabilities, anything you can do to get around them, mm-hmm. a challenge of that nature.
Yeah, well, we actually just dropped off, we had a bottle drive in September, and we just dropped off all the bottles at the beer store, and we got like over $100 for it. Mm-hmm. So there's things that we're doing to raise money that's kind of out of the box, but it's working. So
what sort of successes have you seen with this event?
I was at a meeting, like a group meeting in London, and they showed us a video of like one of the centers in London that they donated to last year, and it was like amazing. Like all these kids are super happy, and it's like you could tell the difference that being active makes for them. So,
in a sense, being active can actually qualify as a form of therapy in some ways.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids would be working muscles they wouldn't otherwise be in touch with necessarily.
Yeah.
So what message would you send to the community about why events like this are important?
I think they're important because it takes you out of, everybody's so caught up in themselves and everything that they have to do day to day. So when you get to take time and do something that you know is going to help others, I think it really kind of gives you a break. Like, it kind of takes you out of your own, like, little bubble that you're in and makes you realize that, like, there's a lot that you can do to help the others. And if that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't say it often enough, my friends, but it really is my honor to be here at CJAM, providing a voice to something I feel strongly about. And that's really the gift that all of our hosts and even just our support people have. It's just coming together, offering a unique perspective on a unique topic, something the community needs, something the mainstream media would overlook. Fact is, we're not in it just for ourselves. We're in it for this community. And your support makes our work possible. Because the fact is, you're a part of CJAM as much as anyone here, by listening and just by your support. Now, I'd love to hear some more about these pledge incentives.
The incentives?
Or how we can go about contributing, of course.
Yeah, so if you want to support CJAM or if you want to support HandyLink as a show, you can do so by going to cjam.ca and hitting the donate button, or you can find our GroupRev page, GroupRev.com/CJAMFM, or you can call into the station at 519-971-3630 if you're in Windsor, or if you're in Detroit or elsewhere, you can call 1-855-DIG. CJAM.
And coming up next, we have another clip to be followed by the moment we've all been waiting for, a commercial. Scam Wells here with
Sakana Data.
She's going to be telling me a little bit about her role in organizing Wreckfest today.
Basically, we're putting this event together with a lot of support from volunteers. Actually, there are over 100 volunteers here today. We actually have roughly about 700 to 750 people here today. A lot of support from different organizations as well. There's Special Olympics Ontario and CDRCP. Dean Support Services, Nyssa Homes, Holland Blurview. So it's really exciting to have also so much support from so many other organizations. I mean, we meet person after person, family after family, who tells us that there are not a lot of inclusive events. And, you know, a lot of the time when we hear about inclusion, it's not just about inclusion for persons with disabilities. It's not just about inclusion, places that are inclusive or accessible in that regard, but also places that practice cultural safety, places that have spaces, for example, for meditation and prayer. That's important to a lot of people, and that's what we tried to do today, tried to make that happen. And I think just by the looks of it, you know, a lot of people are laughing and smiling and having fun. I think it's turned out to be quite a successful event.
So, in what way do you want to see this grow for the future?
I mean, what we've been hearing is to have more. A lot of time, a lot of resources and, you know, energy has been put into hosting such a large-scale event. But I don't think it has to be large-scale. I think even smaller events, but continuous, events that bring people together, events that bring different organizations and community members together, I think that's what's important. So we plan to have more and more of these, and our hope is also, and most importantly, that kids and families have fun. Because at the end of the day, like, we can have 100 events, but we want people to be having fun. And, you know, like I said, like, from what it seems like, people are having fun, and that's what's most important.
HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Whether you're hosting friends for a night in, exploring new restaurants and breweries in town, or going out to your favorite watering hole, please drink responsibly. Designate a sober driver, call a taxi, a friend, or just stay over. Thank you for always driving sober. A message from Arrive Alive, Drive Sober.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by
the Italian Canadian Handicapable Association, an organization that promotes recreational and athletic opportunities for individuals with disabilities in Windsor, Essex. I'm your host, Cam Wells. We've been hearing a lot about CJAM's Pledge Drive, some of the great work that goes on here, and we've been hearing some of the best clips of this show over the past year. But even the PSA speaks to me, because that was our former program director, Carly, who, despite no longer being a staff member here, feels a connection to this place and recognizes just how special the work of CJAM is. Emily, you're relatively new on staff. How do you feel about the work that's being done here?
The work done here, especially by our volunteers, is something to be admired. All of these people come in with a passion for the music that they're playing or the topics that they're discussing on their spoken word programs, and everyone puts so much effort into their shows, and it makes CJAM what it is and what gives CJAM value. We allow anyone to come in and learn how to do a live broadcast on the radio or how to record something to be broadcast on the radio. And it's really important that we're able to keep providing that opportunity to all those people. And it really emphasizes the importance that we put on fundraising as well, because everyone, gives their part. Everyone does their part for the station. And so now we're reaching out to the community to kind of share their love for us by making a donation.
That's the thing, though. It's all puzzles within puzzles. If you think about it, CJAM is an integral piece of the puzzle that is this community. But we're made up of different volunteers, different backgrounds, different perspectives, and without any one of them, we're not complete. But if you put it all together, you can build into the perfect shape, which is this station. The work that we're doing. Next up, we're going to hear sort of a deleted scene, an interview with our friend Nicole Daigneault, and it's just a clip of it. Unfortunately, the segment wasn't able to be aired due to a technical difficulty, but, you'll get the idea. This next segment of our show, we'll hear from Nicole Daigneault, who will be giving us an update on her yoga program. So it's been a while, so what are some of the latest developments with the yoga program?
Thank you, Cam. Thanks for the chance to talk about it again. I've always spoken about these classes, that it's a real, word of mouth, organic at its own pace. I've never tried to force it to become something. I just started teaching those classes back in 2012. And, it's really just been such a beautiful expansion. And this year I'm seeing more and more people finding out about my classes at the Jackson Park Health Center on Saturday morning. So, students who have some mobility issues or might need a bit of assistance can attend an assisted class with someone who can also be learning a lot of wonderful yoga. It's and then the ICHA program, the Italian Canadian Handicapable Association program, continues. They've brought yoga back in for this year's calendar, and that's about 3 weeks in now on Wednesday evenings. And I'm seeing familiar faces from last year and seeing new people finding it. And it's wonderful. So I love people to know about that. Some of those people have an assistant, and some are doing it all by themselves, more independent practitioners, all levels.
And before we go to another highlight of this year, I'd love to hear a little bit more about the pledge incentives.
Yeah, so our pledge incentives include a CJAM sticker, if you give any amount. And if you donate $10, you can get a CJAM enamel pin with our classic headphone logo. And if you give $10 to $20, you can get a music prize pack. We have tons of CDs and vinyl available. And then $50 will get you a 2019 exclusive CJAM fundraising shirt designed by local artist Greg Maxwell. And for $100, you can get what we call the ultimate gift pack, which includes all of the above, the sticker, the pin, the prize pack, and the t-shirt.
I gotta point out, those are some really great pins. They come in different colors, and since I had a red and a green last year, I use them actually as Christmas decorations as well.
Nice.
And coming up next, one of my very favorite segments of the past year from our friend Ann Summers, who, as some of you know, is someone who works for the U.S. government and has been expatiating on a law that really needs overturning.
That is the area of the law that we're looking to see overturned. So in the fall of last year, we put a report out that did a pretty deep dive on 14C in a way that had never been done before. And we looked at the types of tasks that are performed by employees who receive sub-minimum wages and the types of contracts that those that their employers had with for-profit businesses. And what we found was pretty interesting. We found, for instance, that the Bureau of Labor Statistics here in the U.S. Confirms that the type of jobs that they're doing for subminimum wages are largely some of the most vulnerable to automation in the future. And why that was an important finding for us was that as long as 14C persists and individuals are doing these rote tasks and they're not actually getting trained for anything that can become a competitive integrated employment opportunity in the future, we're really, as a national, in terms of national policy goals, we're really failing these people, not only with respect to their wages, but also we're not providing them any training to transition to anything other than what they're doing when automation eliminates their roles that they're currently doing. Perhaps more interesting to your listeners, however, was that we found a couple of things. We found that although many of the 14C subminimum wage nonprofit employers that pay their employees subminimum wages, and again, we're not just talking about, you know, 25 cents less than the minimum wage. In most instances, this is, or I should say in many instances, this can be as low as a penny an hour that people are getting paid. So this is a pretty egregious egregious thing. A lot of those employers are saying, you can't get rid of this provision in the law because we'd go out of business if we paid our employees minimum wage. And they're using that argument. But when we pulled their tax documents here in the U.S. and we looked at their reported revenues and the income of their top executives, we found that those statements were pretty unpersuasive. As just one example, we looked at the IRS Form 990 tax documents, and it revealed that the combined total annual revenue of the top 10 employers that use subminimum wage was nearly $523 million.
So,
and
How do you go about challenging them when they say they'd go out of business in regards to paying a fair wage?
Well, I think the report that we put out was a step in that direction by airing this information. Up until this point, if a member of Congress is confronted by an employer that happens to be in their district that says this and maybe tells their member of Congress, you don't want to be associated with eliminating jobs in your district, well, there's almost nothing more stomach-curdling to a member of Congress than the fear that that on their watch that they would be involved in a vote that would result in people from their hometown losing their jobs. And that's another threat that's often put forward in terms of eliminating 14C is going to eliminate jobs. And so
I think we got some time. Maybe we can work in one more pledge pitch here.
Sure. So, yeah, CJAM is looking to raise $30,000, which is about 30% of our annual budget, and we're looking for this amount because of what's called the Student Choice Initiative and a loss in funding that we experienced this year, which was about 30%. And so we're relying on the community for donations to help us out and to help with our daily operations, to help staff maintain the station in a really good way and to keep all of our volunteers coming and all of our equipment working and to keep CJAM up and running as normal.
But, you know, in my show in particular, I've had a chance to see the greatest side of human generosity, you know. In so much as, yeah, economic times are tough, but people always come together to support these small causes. But the fact is, anybody can write a check to big business. They can say, here, make the problem go away. But with CJAM and the organizations we represent, it's a very human face. It's a smaller scale, but you get the person's story, who they are, what they stand for, what matters to them, and what they can bring to the community. And now, we're going to leave you off with one more clip. This is something about albinism I ran across, which was really very compelling in this past year.
Letting people know more about albinism and trying to debunk some of the myths, and particularly in Africa, fighting against the terrible situation where people with albinism are maimed or even killed for body parts based on religious beliefs of some of the witch doctors there. That was followed up by a kind of a flash mob photo shoot in Times Square where the New York Dermatological Group Foundation had arranged for an albinism awareness campaign billboard to be shown in Times Square. So,
one of the key things I've learned here at CJAM through my many years of doing this show and the great training I've received, which, by the way, I think should be an opportunity open to many, many other generations to come, is to always keep my eyes and ears open for a good story. And what we're going to end on today is just a few accessibility observations made at a radio conference by a young journalist that I had the pleasure of meeting. And honestly, she's here in Ontario as well, and all the work must continue, not just for CJAM, but for campus community radio in general. So, enjoy the clip. This is Cam Wells here with
Nama Weingarten.
She's going to be telling us a little bit about her accessibility observations here at the NCRC conference. So what have you seen so far that's really worked?
It's really worked. Well, I mean, in general, this conference is on Ryerson campus. And Ryerson campus, I mean, you know, I don't have a physical disability myself. So it's funny that you asked that because it's not something that I observe for very often, but I should. But I do find Ryerson to be pretty accommodating. You're right. I like the way you put it, where it's like it's more than just getting us through the door to actually have us do something and be involved. You know what I mean? It's not enough to just talk about disabilities on the radio. Why not have someone with a disability talk about disabilities on the radio? You know, it's not enough. It's not enough. Like, you hear a lot of times companies who claim to be so woke and so that. Well, you know, where is a person with a disability to be talking about how the companies help them? You know, don't just say we love people with disabilities and don't not show anything.
So, to conclude today, I gotta ask, how again do we contact CJAM to make pledges?
You can go to grouprev.com/CJAMFM and you can call 519-971-3630 if you're in Windsor, or if you're in Detroit or out of town, you can call 1-855-DIG-CJAM or 1-855-344-2526.
Well, folks, every week I say, I'm reminding you, we're all equal. And we are. We come together as a community and share our gifts because each of us has something to say, something special to contribute. And that is the miracle gift of CJAM. It's giving a voice to those who need it most in this community. So, just so I don't disappoint, this has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you, we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.